بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يحزنك قولهم إن العزة لله جميعا هو السميع العليم. ألا إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض وما يتبع الذين يدعون من دون الله شركاء إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن هم إلا يخرصون. هو الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يسمعون. قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه هو الغني له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض إن عندكم من سلطان بهذا أتقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون. قل إن الذين يفترون على الله الكذب لا يفلحون. متاع في الدنيا ثم إلينا مرجعهم ثم نذيقهم العذاب الشديد بما كانوا يكفرون. And let not their words grieve you, for honor and might is altogether with Allah, and it is He who is all hearing and all knowing. Behold, to Allah Ta'ala belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. And what do they worship, those who call on gods besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? What is it that they worship? They only worship and they only follow baseless thought and speculation. It is He who has made for you the night that you may rest therein, and the day to make things visible to you. And these are signs for those people that will hear. And they say, Allah Ta'ala has begotten a son. Glory be to Him. He is totally independent of all these type of things. To Him belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. Do you have any proof for this claim of yours? Or do you say about Allah Ta'ala things that you know not? Those who invent lies against Allah Ta'ala will never prosper. A short enjoyment in this life, at the end, the return will be to us, and we will punish them with a mighty punishment because of their disbelief. And relate to them the story of Nuh alayhi salam, when he said to his people, "My people, if my standing amongst you and reminding you of the wordings and the commands of Allah Ta'ala weigh heavy against you, my standing in your midst and preaching to you about the commands and the laws of Allah Ta'ala weigh heavy against you, then I put my trust in Allah Ta'ala alone. Then you resolve with all your plans and with all your gods, false gods and partners, and then don't do things secretly that may be constricted upon you. Rather, do your work, do your plan against me openly. Execute me and work your plan openly. If you're going to do it secretly, perhaps you'll not be able to do things and plan how you're supposed to be doing it. So plan and plot against me openly, and then pass sentence against me. Whatever the nature of the sentence be, pass it against me, and give me no respite." It was a miracle of Nuh alayhi salam, one man in a huge community, and he challenges them that you feel this hard that I preach in your midst. I talk to you about Allah Ta'ala, then resolve all your plans against me. And don't do things secretly, rather do it openly and pass your judgment against me without any respite. But if they turn away after all this, then you people turn away, then remember, it's a point for you to consider that I did not ask you for any reward for this preaching of mine. It was a different thing that I've been asking for any reward and remuneration. And you could say that I have an agenda. My reward is with Allah Ta'ala alone. And I've been commanded that I submit myself to Allah Ta'ala. Then too, these people rejected him, and we saved him and those with him in the boat, and we made them the successors of the land, and we had drowned those that had rejected our signs. Then see what was the end of those who were warned. After him did we send Rasuls to their respective communities. They brought to them clear proofs. These people, فَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا, they will never believe. They aren't the ones to believe in things that they had already rejected. This manner do we seal the hearts of the transgressors. Unfortunately, this is the way of many people, that what they reject at the first instance, then they are not going to believe, they are not going to accept, no matter how much of proofs are piled up before them. Proofs upon proofs are piled up upon them, but initially, at the first occasion, they had rejected. When they had rejected, now it weighs very heavily against their pride and their arrogance to accept what they had rejected. Fortunately, this is the way of the unbelievers. What they had rejected initially, for them to accept, becomes impossible. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَىٰ. After them, we had sent Musa and Harun alayhi salam to Fir'aun and his chiefs with our clear signs. Then these people became arrogant, and they were people given to sin. When the truth came to them from us, they said, this is evident sorcery. Musa alayhi salam said to them, do you see, تَقُولُونَ الْحَقِّ, do you say about the truth when it comes to you? Then is sorcery like this? And sorcerers never prosper. They said, do you come to us to turn us away from the cult of our fathers, and that you may have supremacy and control over the land, and we aren't the ones to believe in you? And Fir'aun said, bring to me all well-versed sorcerers. And when these sorcerers and magicians came to Fir'aun, they came to challenge Musa alayhi salam. Then Musa alayhi salam said, throw what you wish to throw. And when they threw, Musa alayhi salam said to them, what you people have brought is no more than sorcery. Allah Ta'ala will make it of no effect. And really, the works of the corrupt people never prosper. Allah Ta'ala will never cause and never allow the works and the deeds of the corrupt to prosper. And Allah Ta'ala will prove and establish the truth with His words, even though the sinners may detest and dislike the same. Thank you.